Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Welcome back. This is Terry Stafford bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Baer is our guest. He's the author of Utility, Y-O-Utility. I encourage you to find this book. I promise you, you will thank me later. Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype, and that's certainly something that I completely subscribe to. Jay, thanks again for hanging out with us. And by the way, folks, go to his website, convinceandconvert.com, and look at this graph on this post that is part of your blog. Is that right, Jay?
Yes, sir. That's right.
And look at this graph that Jay has up there. It's fascinating about the effectiveness of your business, your fan page. I'll say that makes it more clear. Your fan page, the effectiveness of it to reach customers in an organic way, right, Jay? Not the paid way, but the organic way.
Yep.
And so now, but Jay, as you said, and as I agree, we still need to use Facebook. We still need to be there because there's a lot of folks, and they buy the stuff that we sell. So how do we not be naive about Facebook? How do we make sure we're not confused about whether they're our friend or not, but still take advantage of them and do business there?
So there's four options, Jim, I think, to combat this decline in your ability as a business to reach your own audience on Facebook. The first is to sort of do what Facebook wants you to do, which is pay to advertise some of your own posts. So if you have something really important, that may be something to consider. Put a little budget aside and treat Facebook as not just an organic vehicle, but also a paid advertising vehicle. I certainly wouldn't do that every time you have something to say on Facebook, but if you have something really important, it's worth considering. We could do a whole show on Facebook advertising, so let's not drill down on that too deep, but it's certainly something to think about.
Right.
The second piece is to just do Facebook better. Social media, and Facebook in particular, was not intended to be the world's shortest press release. Right? That was not where we wanted to head. And in fact, if you think about Facebook, your business is literally side by side in the news feed there against your friends, against your loved ones, against your family members. So you got to do something pretty special to stand out when you're essentially competing for attention against the folks that you actually love. So that's where the premise of utility really comes into play, which is if you're going to publish something on your business page in Facebook, instead of just saying, hey, we're a great company, come on down and buy stuff from us, maybe you should publish something that is disproportionately useful. And what you find is that things that are useful actually get passed around on Facebook more, which drives up your reach and allows you to touch more people on that platform. The third option is the things that we've been talking about in terms of businesses being able to reach fewer people on the platform on Facebook is true of businesses. It is not true of people.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook's change to the formula impacts businesses. It doesn't impact people in the same way. So what that means, Jim, is if I'm a business owner, as we all are, what I'm thinking is how do I encourage my customers and my employees to be talking about my business on Facebook instead of me necessarily having to talk about myself on Facebook.
And that's called earned media.
That's right, earned media. Can we have a contest where customers talk about their favorite memory of our business? Can we have a situation where employees are answering questions from customers on their own personal Facebook page, right? So if you make it more of a personal system as opposed to a business system, that will help.
Right.
And the fourth option is to not put all of your eggs in the Facebook basket, which is sort of how we got into this problem area to begin with. This is the time, if you haven't done so, this is the time to start thinking about building communities in some other places as well. So maybe you have an Instagram opportunity for your business. Maybe you have a Google Plus opportunity for your business. Maybe you should get a little more serious about LinkedIn. Again, don't repeat the same mistake. Make sure, as Jim so rightly pointed out a couple of segments ago, if you're going to colonize and build community in any social network, make sure that you are migrating those people back to real estate you control, your own website, your own email list, etc. But it may be time to start thinking about broadening your horizons a little bit and not being so Facebook dominant as so many small businesses have become.
And make sure, when we talk about migrating folks, you're actually going to be operating parallel universes. You may still, for the foreseeable future, connect with them only on Facebook, but at least if Facebook flips a switch one morning and your customers go away on Facebook, you can still get back to them another way. JConvinceAndConvert.com is the website, right?
You got it. Thank you, sir.
The book is called Utility, Y-O-U Utility. Check it out. I promise you, you're going to want to, you'll thank me later for that. Hey, Jay, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right, it's a pleasure, my friend. Take care.
Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen, and that's B-A-E-R. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.